Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Obviously they brought some energy in the first, like you said, right off the drop. I thought Cuddy did a really good job of, and I guess you could call it answering the bell. I know he was asked to go, and he's not one to back down, so props to him for sure. And we should have responded better as a team. We knew that they were going to come out with a lot of energy. They've been struggling the past couple of games, and we need to be better. I know Jason, but I thought we got better as the game progressed. But we have to have a better start.
There were a few and some significant comebacks across the NHL last night, but Buffalo was unable to do so after falling behind 3-0 against Carolina. Welcome in. It's Friday. Next big step for Buffalo is trying to get right back at it and to their winning ways tomorrow against Montreal, a team they've struggled against. But lots to get to in this show, Marty. We're going to have, as usual, Shayna Goldman from The Athletic joining us at the bottom of the hour. Amherst head coach Michael Leone coming up this half hour. And your thoughts as to maybe your takeaway after the fact. Like, after we signed off last night in our post game, and the more you reflected back on what we all witnessed, what did you think?
I thought of a couple of things. One, I thought of Ukko Pekka Luukkonen, who has been, you know, playing really well and trying to continue on the winning ways. And look, I get it. It's 2-0 within like 7.5 minutes, right? I mean, It wasn't a good start for the Buffalo Sabres. But I felt like that was a quick pull. And I know we kind of talked about it on the post game and in the intermission. Look, the Sabres have a lot of games coming up. You're down 2-0. You kind of feel that maybe you need to do two things. You need to give Reimer some playing time because you're going to need him coming up here. And two, you need a change, right? You can do a few things when you need a change. You can call a timeout. You can change your goalie. You can do a few things. And I think that's the route that Lindy Ruff took. But he was never asked after the game about, hey, what about Luukkonen? What was that decision in the moment? But I still felt like that was early. It's just 2-0. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like the Anaheim game where you're down 2-0 and you come back late. Like the Sabres, as Tuck said, came back and played better. Maybe it was score effect, but they played a little bit better. But maybe Luukkonen is there and he says, hey, keep me in. I want to make a difference here. But that was an early pull, in my opinion, I thought.
Do you, and because no one asked and because they're off today, not getting an answer today, and I'm going to guess nobody's going to ask on Saturday because the focus might be more about Montreal. But knowing Lindy, and having lived the position, not necessarily under Lindy, but anyone else as a coach, do you think it was goaltending related, or do you think it was more timeout related?
I think it was more timeout related. Like, what are you going to do? Jordan Staal is left all alone in front of Lukanen, and it goes off his skate. Like, it's a hard deflection to read. And then Sebastian Aho is left all alone in front of Lukanen, and after a turnover in the corner by Byram. So are you going to single out your goaltender in that situation? No, I don't think that is why Lindy Ruff. I think there was a lot more to that. The schedule changed the game's momentum because the shot attempts in the first period were 40-9. And at 5-on-5, we're 36-5. Like, the Sabres directed 5 shot attempts at 5-on-5 on Pyotr Kochetkov yesterday in the first period. I think that was the idea behind it is, you guys better wake up because now I'm making a goalie change because you've not been able to come out of the gates the way you needed to against Carolina, a team that had been struggling of late, and you gave them the opportunity to have the energy early on.
But the reason you're a little surprised and, you know, obviously it was on your mind an hour after the game, whatever, is because of what you said about Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you had just managed the comeback without making an in-game change. So is that probably just why you were thinking about it the way you were?
Yeah, and the way that the Anaheim comeback came about was line change, right? Mm-hmm. Make a line change. I thought that's your first thing to go. You went back to the original lines. You went back to Kulik in the middle of Thompson and Paterka. You went back to, the only change was Benson was elevated because Zucker's not there.
Right.
Like, maybe your first goal is change the lines. Go back to Thompson, Tuck, and Greenway, Cousins, Paterka, and Quinn, and see how that's going to work. And unfortunately for Reimer, well, Benson took a penalty, they got on the PK, and then Rantanen scored, and they made it 3-0. Like, it didn't work the way Lindy Ruff wanted it to work, the goalie change, and then he still ended up changing his lines later because that was the next move. I felt like the moves got switched around a little bit, in my opinion. I mean, he's the head coach, and he's been around for a long time, so he's got to trust his gut. I just think from the outside, and hindsight is 20/20, I would have changed the lines before changing my goalie.
He also wanted no part of the question about Zucker not being there because he didn't want to provide anybody an excuse. In reality, though, because they had the performance that they had, and have unfortunately continued to have those ones in Raleigh, but more so just like what we've seen. I guess it's not fair to Zucker because he played the previous game when he clearly wasn't 100%. So it's not like we're talking about Zucker in the same context as, you know, whatever, pre-Four Nations, whenever he was at his hottest. And he's had some long extended, you know, hot stretches, and that's not always just goal scoring. But again, all this gets magnified when the power play wasn't good on the two opportunities that followed the only goal that they scored in the first. I guess what I'm getting at is, like, do you see a noticeable difference when he's not on the line? It's only happened 3 times this year. But what does that say more about when they have the start that they had in what has been a historically tough place, but they've recently been better against Carolina overall? Like, I was surprised that it was that poor of a start last night against Carolina.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised that Cousins decided to drop the gloves against Kotkaniemi in that situation. Look, I get it. You want to make a difference, and it could go either way, right? You can fight and you win the game, and set the tone, and you fight, you lose the game, and look at Carolina's start, and Kotkaniemi brought a lot of energy to his team at home. Like, it just, but I was surprised about the start. And look, Jason Zucker is a really nice piece. He's a great addition, a great veteran that comes in and plays hard and has a voice in the locker room. It had nothing to do with Jason Zucker last night. Look, the penalty kill of late here, the 3 games since the break, they've given up 4 power play goals, almost 5 because Rangers was close. But they're 6-2 in their last 8, and their penalty kill is 75%.
Which is close to where it's been all year, so really no difference.
No difference, but if you're 6-2, I would think, your penalty kill is running at 85%, right? Like, they're doing that despite the penalty kill not being good at all.
And the power play was 2-for-15 coming in, so it hasn't been lights out either. So again, what has allowed Buffalo to be competitive in a lot of games? We 5-on-5 scoring, right?
And so yes,
that's probably why I was asking the question, because when you subtract Zucker from 5-on-5, you know, then, I mean, I don't want to say a spin cycle, but obviously in the last game, the coach resorted to changing lines to try to get things going. And then when you don't have Zucker as a piece to maybe ignite somebody as a centerman and or the power play, it does feel like it's maybe a little more shorthanded than what you would think, right?
But that's the problem too. And that's a bigger problem is that, okay, Zucker comes out. Well, okay, we're going to put Benson in that spot, but you still think that, you know, Quinn and Cousins and Greenway and those other guys are going to have an impact and be able to overcome that. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting that. Like, it's like Greenway, everybody said, oh, Greenway, his loss was huge this year. Okay, everybody's got injuries.
Exactly.
Everybody in the National Hockey League is dealing.
And that comment didn't match their record.
It's not like
they were 12-6 with Greenway prior to the injury. That was not the case. Yeah. So that's not an indictment against Greenway. It speaks to your reality of whatever.
But then,
somebody's
got to step up. Somebody's got to go in and step up. And look, Jack Quinn made a nice play on the Peterka goal. He took a hit to make the play to McLeod. McLeod goes on a 2-on-1. And look, you know, as Jack Quinn played better, yeah, but those are opportunities. These are when you see somebody down like Zucker and not playing, hey, I'm going to do something. I'm going to have a strong first period because I want more responsibilities. That first period last night was not good. And so now the Zucker absence is magnified. I know Lindelof is going to say, no, you know, you play the game. But it's like the team reacted like it was going to affect them that much. And I don't like that. I don't like that instead of being, hey, we're going to overcome that, it became like the, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. It's hard to explain just their run of games against Carolina in Raleigh. I mean, it's easy to explain in the sense that Carolina has been consistently a playoff team. They have excellent records at home. It's not just Buffalo that they're beating up on, obviously, you know, over the course of, you can just focus on this most recent Rod Brind'Amour, you know, tenure. But the one thing we can't do is belabor the point that they had one slip last night. The fact is you have to continually look forward here. And just like we talked about earlier this season, but I think it's even more pronounced now based on the gap in the standings and the two previous results against Montreal, is this is going to be a challenge here. Like, I don't know what people are actually thinking about the Habs and what they've accomplished this year or what they haven't. They had such a miserable stretch right before the Four Nations that it undid almost everything good. But guess what? Cole Caulfield in overtime, between he and Suzuki, they're the most dynamic. Montreal's had no trouble scoring against Buffalo this year. Like, how do you reset here? And what is the point of emphasis going into this game against Montreal?
I just like to think that if Buffalo is in Montreal's spot right now, 61 points, 5 back of Columbus and Detroit, I would look at those two games and knowing that Columbus and Detroit play against each other on Saturday and say, hey, by Monday night, we could be a point out of a playoff spot. Like, that's what Montreal is looking at. That's how hungry of a team in the Montreal Canadiens you're going to see in Buffalo Saturday night and in Montreal Monday. And look, they had all the problems in the world beating San Jose last night. San Jose was taking the lead. Canadiens were coming back, and then they went in OT. That reason alone is going to push them to even be more of a threat on Saturday and Monday. So yeah, this is huge. This is huge for Montreal. And this is big for Buffalo. You know, we talked about win every game before the deadline. Well, you just lost one. Lindelof said 7 points out of 10 allows you for one game. Well, you just had your one game. Don't let it happen against Montreal. You need to win Montreal, San Jose, to be able to say, okay, now we put ourselves in a position. If not, you're at the deadline, probably looking at teams are going to call you to take away your UFAs and get rentals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, we just got to get you off of
I'm sorry, did you answer my question? Because I think I might have missed the actual answer. Like, what is the point of emphasis tomorrow against Montreal? Like, you went on a Montreal tangent. I'm like...
My point of emphasis against Montreal is going to have to be, you got to score. You've not been able to score or to have a ton of offense against the Montreal Canadiens
this
year.
They had the high-scoring game where they were up 5-4 in the third period. Being on home ice, like, I think scoring's not the issue right now because they've been averaging over 5 goals a game.
You've given up a ton of goals to Montreal. And remember the last game in Montreal was Patrick Laine's show, one-timer on the power play. Your penalty kill. Like, Montreal's power play is pretty talented. It's going to be your penalty kill again.
Agreed. I'm not sure if Michael Leone is ready or not yet, but let's remind you that coming up on Tuesday, the Sabres are, of course, joining forces with the Bills. It's Bills night. First 10,000 fans will receive Squish the Fish rally towels. Bills personalities are going to be present along with the giveaways, games, and much more. Sabres.com/tickets for Tuesday night. Head coach of the Amherst, Michael Leone, is with us now as they get set for a road game tonight and tomorrow. They have Utica this evening, Syracuse tomorrow, and they are rolling 11-2 in the last 13, first overall. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We often speak about overall team play and numbers and which prospects are, looking good at this point in time. I'm curious what you think some of your veterans have gained so far this year by the team success that you're having and the impact that they see or don't see on some of the young guys on the team.
Yeah, no, it's a really good, point to bring up, because I think obviously everybody talks about the skill and they look at all the the Rosies, the Hellenius, the Oslins, Wahlbergs, but I think at our core, when you look at our depth, and we've spoke on our depth, but like the guys like Yabo, Murr, what Josh Dunn has meant to our team, Rathbone, the what drives our identity and our standard of play and our culture, and how, a lot of times I give an example of, we just won 4 in a row. We just beat a really good Wilkes team. And then we probably had the best practices of the year on Thursday, like the intensity, the competitiveness, and those guys, those guys have helped, you know, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Like those guys, Yabo and Dunner, are two of the best faceoff guys in the league. I think they're close. I think Dunner might be close to 70%, 67, and Yabo's at 60. And they grab Helly every single day to work on faceoffs, because at this time of the year, you know, the margin for error, the little details within the game, and those guys have done an unbelievable job of, you know, driving our team and showing up every day. The practices, I'm a big believer, you got to practice how you play. And I could probably count on maybe one or two occasions this season where we haven't been good at practice. And mm-hmm. the things that we instill in practice of playing out pucks. Like, I'm a big believer, if you do a shooting drill, like, where it's probably different than other teams and probably looks different, like, we play out pucks for 5 to 6 seconds after. We play out drills, and those guys have met with them at the start of the year, the things that are probably new that I'm going to introduce, of, and they've done a great job buying in. So a huge credit to our older players. And to Dunner and Rathbone give a different perspective. You know, they weren't here last year, so like, I lean on those guys a lot. Not that I don't lean on Yabo and Murr, but I asked their opinions on, they were in different organizations, successful organizations. What do you see? Do you like it with the video sessions? I talked to probably Hauser probably more than anyone else, because I think he has a very, like, and I mean it, I think he has an unbelievable feel of the group and where everybody's at. So
we're only laughing because you're talking to him all the time. That means he probably doesn't have enough time to talk to us. And all we want to do is talk to him as well. Yeah. We love talking to him.
He's the best. Like, he's the glue of, like, I worked with Dan Hino before. This is when I was at USA. Mm-hmm. I knew why Dan was a glue guy. He's like, never stops talking. He'd like, he's the energy. And that's how kind of House is. He pulls guys together away from the rink, getting guys to play, you know, whether it's going out or whatever it is, going to have dinner. Like, I lean on those guys a lot, like the guys that were in different spots, to get their perspective on things as well. But the older guys have done a great job and a huge part of our success.
So you talk to Hauser. Do you talk to Levi often? Because he has that game against Laval where he gets pulled for the first time in his AHL career. He gets pulled and he comes back with back-to-back shutouts. But I've had moments where I've gotten pulled, and I remember a conversation with John Tortorella, and I was like, hey, like, keep me in. Like, let me figure it out. And there's times where I'm like, get me out. Like, I'm not playing well. But did you have a conversation with Levi after? And his bounce back was incredible. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, no, great. Yeah, I talked to Dev. A lot of times Dev, he likes to talk, like, he's a big talker. So I talked to him a lot of times in the office, just about everything, our team, our defensive zone, what we're doing. Like, he's just loves to talk. And he came to me after, you know, he wanted to go back in, and I understand that, how competitive he is, but at the end of the day, I had to do what was best for the team. You know, it's about the team first. And then I talk to Shamo all the time. We have great communication. I probably talk to him more than anyone on the staff about what I saw. Reset, we had communications with Dev about responding. I think it gets magnified, you know, as a goalie, when you give up, you know, if we win that game 5-4 and we come back and win, no one's talking about it. But since he got pulled and we lost the game, it's magnified. But I think it was a great moment in his career to come back. We played like two really offensive teams in Cleveland and Toronto, and he shut the door, and he was great against Wilkes. And I think it was great for him and his career and his development. And I'm always open and honest with those goalies. A lot of communication. I have a great relationship with Dev, and it was great to see him respond.
So not that long ago, you talked to us about Noah Östlund and how his stat line wouldn't impress you. And we talked about the fact that, on the other hand, he had been in the lineup for an awful lot of wins and not many losses. Now the stat line looks like what Sabre fans would want to see in a prospect, where he's getting a point a game over the last 20. Are you still seeing all the other things that you've loved in his game amidst this production?
Yeah, no, I'm glad Noah's doing good. You guys would have grilled me if he still didn't get in points. But no, Noah is, I'm not a big on plus minus. You look at his plus minus, he's plus 15. Like, and he's, you eat some minuses too on the power play. Like, he's been incredible. His play away from the puck. There was a couple, especially against Wilkes-Barre, a really offensive team. He was getting tough matchups against their top line, and I trust him. The way he, you know, he's first on the forecheck, first guy back in the zone, stops in the house. Like, his habits, and he's a winning hockey player, and it's nice to see him get rewarded now. He works extremely hard away from the rink. When he's not practicing in the gym, working on a show, like the goal he scored in the start of the third period, he works on that every day. And it's good to see him have success. And I knew it was just a matter of time, and our staff believed in him. Would have been concerned if he wasn't getting the scoring chances. And now he drives us. He really does. I mean, a player is really good when you hear whispers during practice of guys talking about, you know, did you see that play he made? Like, he's just an exceptional player. He's a huge part of our team's success. And it's just amazing to see a player that is, you know, you wouldn't necessarily say he's a Barkov size as a center, but he's absolutely fearless. And he makes so many plays out of our zone where he's getting hit. To make plays to get us out of tough situations. He penalty kills for us, you know, blocked a shot the other night in the game against Belleville with a couple minutes left to go. He's a selfless player. And I think if you ask him, even that during that time where he wasn't getting points, it's not he just cares about winning. And it helps when it's the guys that are at the, you know, you're the top of your lineup that are your hardest workers. It makes your job a lot easier as a coach.
About a month ago, you guys played Utica and you won 7-4, but you were not happy with the way that game went. How happy are you with the response from that game? You weren't first in the league and now you're first. Like, the players understood the message and got the assignment after that win in Utica.
Yeah, no, we had a long meeting about, like, I think if you look at our underlying numbers all season, I would say I'm most proud of the group of our play away from the puck and our defensive numbers. And I think if you looked at that weekend, we gave up 13 goals in those three games. And at this time of the year, you're not going to win too many games. We know we have an offensive group that could score goals, but it just wasn't good enough. You know, there's things that we're lacking in our details of our game, where we're a couple things that are identity pillars for us is how we track and reload and, coming back in our own zone with really good habits, stopping in the house and challenge the group the following weekend. And other than the last minute of the Belleville game where we gave up two, you know, we gave up three goals on the weekend, and then another, I thought we took a huge step, and then the game against Wilkes was a huge step. Like, they're probably the most offensive team in the league, where they could put you in a really tough spots in transition and ozone. And we were committed to playing the game the right way. And we earned breaks. I think in the first period, we really tilted the ice. Like, I think shots were 11-3 at one point. We were relentless on the puck, and we got off to a really good start. And that game, that basically the first period won us that game. And I think it's an overall commitment to the guys of, and they knew after that game as well, like, the guys know what the standard is, and sure, it's a win, but it's about the process. And there's been games where we've been really good, especially at the start of the year, and we didn't win. And there's been games where we haven't been our best. And I think I'm learning in professional hockey, you have to find ways to win when you're not at your best. And the guys have done a great job in committing to playing away from the puck.
Real quick, Michael, any lineup changes tonight? Big Murr healthy, ready to come back?
No, he's actually, he's one of those guys, he got hit pretty hard. So you probably probably won't see him this weekend.
Okay.
Update on Sandstrom. He came back. He's the first time on the ice today. Hauser's going to start in net tonight, and then you'll see Dev tomorrow.
All right. Perfect.
And Cozy's getting, I would say he's more day-to-day with Cozy, getting closer. There's probably, I think if tonight's a playoff game, he's probably in. Just he needs a couple more practices under his belt.
Thank you for the time and insight, as always, and have a good weekend.
Okay, you guys too.
There is Coach Michael Leone of the Amerks. We're back after this with Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.